This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 308 for Tuesday, March 15th. Ice canola futures are mixed on Tuesday, with losses in the old crop months and gains in the new crop positions. The May canola contract loses $2.50 at $1,119.70 per ton. The July contract is down $1.70 at $1,094.80 per ton, while new crop November rises $1.80 at $934.90. A trader says the rolling out of the May contract is already well underway, with the main destination being the new crop November. He also stresses those areas of the prairies that grow most of the canola are sufficiently covered with snow, eliminating concerns over dry conditions. There's more weakness in global crude oil prices because of additional COVID-19 lockdowns in China and more ceasefire talks between Russia and Ukraine. As a result, edible oils are mostly lower. At midnight tonight, about 3,000 members of the Teamsters Canada Rail Conference could go on strike, creating transportation chaos for Canadian Pacific Railway. There is another round of mediation talks between the union and the railway scheduled for Wednesday. Outstanding issues pertain to wages, benefits, and pensions. The Canadian dollar is slightly lower, with the loonie at 78.19 U.S. cents, compared to Monday's close of 78.27. In Ukraine, APK Inform estimates that 39% of the country's total grain acres might not be planted this spring because of the Russian invasion. Soybean and Corn Advisors Dr. Michael Cordonnier is slicing 1 million tons off of his call on Brazil's soybean production, bringing his projection to 123 million tons. Cordonnier is keeping his forecast for Argentina at 39 million tons and Paraguay at 5 million. For corn, Cordonnier is maintaining his calls for Brazil at 112 million tons and Argentina at 49 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Tuesday. The May contract falls 12 cents at $16.57 per bushel. May soy oil is down more than a quarter cent at 73.68 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal dips 30 cents at $484 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Tuesday as the May contract gains a dime at $7.58. Chicago oats are mixed, with the May contract slipping a half cent at $6.61.5. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger, with Chicago May jumping 58 cents at $11.54. Kansas City May leaps 57.5 cents at $11.57.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May gains 42 cents at 11.12. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, March 15th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.